Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot of people on the lines. I will get to all of you in this last segment. Try to boil it down to about a minute and a half each. Thank you for calling. We're going to start in order. Jesse of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jesse of Madison? Jesse of Madison?
It's Betsy.
Oh, Betsy of Madison. Betsy, good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Sam put you down as Jesse. Good to hear, Betsy. That's what's on good. Your mind today, Betsy?
I had a question about Dianne Feinstein. There was an article about her nice way to put it. I don't know.
She's a little slow right now, Betsy. And, you know, I think the world of her. She's had a great career, but I think she's a little slow. The New York Times had that. She hugged Lindsey Graham after he ran through Amy Comey Barrett and said, what a great hearing. I mean, I don't think she was on top of it, Betsy. I really don't. And that's why Schumer replaced her. And she did it voluntarily, of course. She's a wonderful person. But, you know, I think she's 88 or 9. Yeah. What do you think?
No. Well, she's got a birthday coming up. She's going to be 82,
I think. I don't think so. No. I think she's late 80s. Take a look at that again. She's late 80s. Grassley's worse. Okay. Grassley will be 96 or 5 or something. And God bless them.
Wow.
I'm not an ageist, but I think you got to have people. You're at the top of their game. Betsy, thanks a lot for calling. I really appreciate. Next up is Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
On the governor's race, boy, I know I'll try and keep it to a minute and a half. A couple of quick things. I think Alex Lazary, if I'm saying his name right, would be the perfect choice for our state. Tony's done a great job, but he's too passive for me, way too passive for me. He's got to get in the face of the Republicans and just gavel in, gavel out and say, make a big deal of it and say, this is how the Republican side of the fence works for you, the taxpayers of Wisconsin. He's got to start showing us what they're causing our state by their lack of cooperation. And I don't think Alex would put up with that. As far as Michaels goes, I worked for that company. We did some contract work back with AT&T after I retired, and they're a good company. I know I haven't met Michael Kim personally, but I know the guy right below him in the corporation. He hired me. I want to say to him, Tim, you had the chance to be the next Tommy Thompson. And because of your political agenda, you went toxic and supported Trump. Trump's going to be toxic to most of these guys. I don't know how long it's going to take them to figure it out, because these January 6th commission hearings is just destroying any credibility they had left. I want your thoughts on that, Pat.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. And what I said about John Torinos's essay is exactly right. In other words, when Michaels came along, that is a good company, and he was a good friend of Mark Murata, a very good friend of mine who was Secretary of the Department of Administration under Jim Doyle, and who was touted as a potential governor candidate himself, and then he died tragically of a heart condition about 6-7 years ago. But I met Michaels, and frankly, he could have been a Tommy Thompson. And if a Tommy Thompson came along, and Frank, if the Tommy Thompson, instead of being 80-something, were 50-something, he'd be very, very tough. But the fact of the matter is, if the choice is between Evers and Ramphin or Nicholson or the Duchess of Foxconn, you can't have those three characters get in. And I'm beginning to wonder if people are going to even want Michaels. And I'll tell you why. If Michaels were smart, he would have done what the guy in Virginia did. The guy in Virginia who won basically took Trump's endorsement, but never mentioned it, didn't run it in ads, didn't meet with Trump and so forth. And so Trump's vanity was assuaged, but at the same time, Trump wasn't in everybody's mind. Michaels is running on Trump's endorsement, and he's saying he's going to build the wall. And you know, it's not racism to say that immigrants can't, you know, get, he says, benefits. What? Their kids can't go to school? Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something, guys. If every illegal immigrant in this state disappeared tomorrow, the cows in the state wouldn't get milked, okay? You go to the agriculture in the state, and you, especially in places like California and elsewhere, there's got to be a system of work visas, but you can't just, these are human beings. You can't, and I think Michael's making a big mistake doing that. You're absolutely right. Evers is vetoing what he has to veto. You know, his personality is what it is, but, you know, you have to choose between what you're offered. It's not like, oh, there's a buffet here of a million things and I'll pick what I want. No, you know, that's not going to happen. There's going to be a Republican and a Democrat, and that's going to be it. That's going to be it. So I agree with you. I agree with you. And I would like to see Evers win this gavel in, gavel out business, or they're attacking him or yelling at him. He is a bully pulpit. There's 72 counties in the state. Go into every one. Go into Voss's home district and say how bad the gerrymander is hurting us and what he's doing. The reason you're drinking cancer water, and the reason economically that they, you know, Foxconn, for Pete's sake, $4 billion on a napkin. Walker didn't know what the hell he was doing. And Nicholson, the Duchess of Foxconn, is the cheerleader jumping up and saying, we're the girls from Foxconn High. We don't smoke and we don't drink. Okay, okay. And we're talking governor. We're talking governor. And Evers could go around and do that. He's not doing that kind of stuff. But he's vetoing what he has to veto. We can't have Nicholson, Ramtin, and the Duchess. And when it comes to Michaels, I agree, it's a great company. And Michaels himself has the capacity to be a Thompson, but he's not showing it. He's showing Trump characteristics. He is showing venomous Trump characteristics, and that'll kill him in a general. He'll win the primary. I think he'd win the primary anyway, but that will kill him in a general. Thanks a lot for calling in, Bill. We're going next in line. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today? Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, I'm a little hesitant to say this, but I wonder how many quote-unquote illegals Michaels has hired for himself or, you know, within his construction company in the past, because I've seen a lot of roofers and siders and all this. And
Trump did that, too. He hired illegals, and then he ratted on them and threw them out of the country. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, because they're young, you know, mostly young men that I've seen, you know, that work hard. And like you said, I mean, our friends from south of the border that come here for a better life, to try to become citizens or just to work here, you know, they're hardworking and they have a good work ethic, and that we should be making changing our immigration laws to get people in again. I mean, that we wouldn't have a problem with illegal immigration, people coming across illegally, if we had a efficient process of letting people into the country to come in here and work. And let's face it, our population is aging out, and we need more young people, and we need more people in general. And just because these people happen to be brown of skin, likely that we should you know, welcome them in.
Right, and you know, again, I'm telling you, you go to the farms in the state, you know how many people who are immigrants are milking those cows? The vast majority of them. You throw them all out, those cows are not getting milk. Crops are not getting harvested in California. Who do you think makes the beds in motels? Small motels in small towns in Oklahoma and everywhere else, and in Wisconsin. Who does this work? These are good people, and they're hardworking people. We need work visas. In other words, yeah, we need it legally. This isn't right, what's going on. But the Republicans filibuster work visas. That's what's going on. And they won't engage on the issue. Coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn, Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.